don't know if you've ever lived in a house without a foundation. Sounds kind of odd, doesn't it? But I have. When I was 6 years old, my father bought a trailer, a house trailer, in Arizona, and it was not on a foundation. It was on tires and wheels. And when it was stationary, we would stack cinder blocks under it so that it would rest on the cinder blocks. But there was no foundation. In fact, it was made so it would be movable. My dad bought it when we were living in Arizona, hitched it to his 1953 Chevrolet pickup, and hauled it all the way back to Tennessee, where again we set it up on those cinder blocks. Can you imagine what would happen if a tornado would come along? Not only no basement, no foundation. St. Paul is talking about this foundation that he's building because it's so important. The foundation he builds, he says, is Jesus. Remember a couple of weeks ago he said, I determined to know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. Not Christ and him resurrected. Christ and him crucified. The one who has gone through the very worst that human beings can contrive to torture another person, and yet came out absorbing all of that violence and all of that meanness and taking it to the grave and leaving it there. The one who died asking forgiveness for the people who nailed him there. That's our foundation. And the Corinthians are quarreling about all these petty things, which just proves how immature they are. They are like a trailer with no foundation, a good strong wind like we had the other night. Just blow it away. But you see, Paul laid the foundation, and others built on that foundation. And he talks about the various materials that could be used to build on that foundation. You can have gold or silver, all the way to wood and straw. And when the time of testing, the time of fire comes along, now, in the Three Little Pigs, of course, it's huffing and puffing and blowing one's house down that you have to be afraid of. The image that Paul uses is fire. Last week, of course, he talked about us being a field. This week, he's talking about us being God's building. Not the structure, us. We are the building, just like we are the field. In a little while, we will become the body of Christ, as he describes it. So we are this house. And when the time of testing, the time of fire comes, he says that fire has two functions. One is a refining function. If it's gold or silver, the fire refines it. It burns away all the dross, the stuff that's not necessary. It purifies it. On the other hand, if it's straw or wood, the house burns down. We've all known times of fire, haven't we? A family member or close friend dies, and that deep grief feels like the house is burning down around us. A relationship we thought would never end ends, and it feels like the house is burning down around us. A catastrophe happens in the community, and we see the devastation of the lives of other people. And in that deep grief, it feels like sometimes the whole world is burning down around us. Well, this is nothing new. John Wesley knew what that was like literally. When he was 5 years old, the rectory in which he and his family lived caught fire. The roof caught fire. Now, there were some nasty rumors about some of his father's parishioners setting the rectory on fire. Although, I can't imagine a congregation not liking their pastor, can you? I don't believe those rumors. We're going to discount those. In any case, in the midst of the fire, the entire family was able to escape except for John. He's on the second floor. The stairs going up to the second floor are ablaze. The roof is ablaze above him. He cannot get out without someone's help. And so those same parishioners, this is one reason I discount that story, some of those same parishioners stand on each other's shoulders, one on another, to build a ladder to reach up to get this 5-year-old boy and literally pull him out of the fire as the house burns down around him. His mother, Susanna, said, quoting the prophet Zechariah, "He was a brand plucked from the burning. He was set apart for some special mission of God, so that the fire that burned the house down, that made him be one who had just escaped with his life, also set him apart for something very special." When we go through these times of burning, we can either become stronger and more compassionate, or we can become hateful and bitter. And we've probably seen each of those responses. The house we build out of ourselves on the foundation of Jesus Christ is a house where people can come and have their hurts healed. Those who have had the houses burned down around them can come to a safe place. Sometimes they come and they find that they indeed, having gone through this terrible experience, are a brand plucked from the burning and set apart for greater service to God and to others. At the same time that it seems that all is lost, that very experience of suffering purifies, refines us as followers of Jesus. And this is the house, the temple of God's Holy Spirit, where we can come and experience that healing and experience that welcome and experience that support. A number of years ago, I used to teach elder hostels. This was probably 20, 25 years ago. And the people who came, I mean, of course, the name was Elder Hostel, were people my age now and older. And I often taught a course on memoir, family story. In one of those courses, a woman who was in her 80s told a story from her childhood. She said that while her parents were out working around her farm, her brothers, her older brothers, decided it would be a fun thing to take the broom and stick it in the fire. So they would put it past the hearth, stick it in the fire, and then they would put it out. And they would catch the broom on fire again, they would put it out. Well, they finally tired of this little game and left, but she thought it looked like fun, so she stuck it in the fire. But she was just a teeny girl. She couldn't get it out. It continued to blaze. She didn't know what to do. She did the only thing she could think of. She hid it in the closet, and the entire house burned down. Well, she escaped, and everyone else was already out of the house. She told her father, finally confessing and ratting out her brothers at the same time. And her father wrote a letter to his sister, their aunt, sometime later, informing her about this. He said, "We have had a very fortunate occasion. The house burned to the ground, and all are safe." Now, he could have put a very different spin on that, couldn't he? Most of us would see that as a terrible tragedy, except for that last brief phrase, "all are safe." Paul is talking about God building a house in which all are safe. The people who have been pushed away and rejected out there are welcomed here. The people who feel unsafe out in the world feel safe here. We've created that space. The people who are broken and hurt, who feel like the houses have burned down around them, will find here a place of healing and hope and compassion and perhaps even a calling from God. We are God's house. We're not just God's house. We are God's holy temple. You can't imagine what that meant in Paul's day. There weren't temples for the Jewish people on every hillside. Now, the pagans had temples pretty much on every hillside. There was one temple in all the world where you could go and worship. And Paul is saying, We are like that temple. In the old tent of meeting, it was the Ark of the Covenant that meant that God was present. In the temple, it was the Holy of Holies that meant that God was present. Among us, God is present. God's Spirit is with us. And we gather here to remind ourselves of that. So it really doesn't matter who the preacher was when you first came. Preachers come and go. Right? That's what he says. Paul, Apollos, Cephas. No. It doesn't matter what preacher comes and goes. Even life or death, the present or the future, all of that belongs to us. Why? Because we belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. What a remarkable thing. He's giving us our genealogy here, okay? It's a very brief and simple genealogy. We don't have to be afraid when the house seems like it's burning down. Or if you read the news or look at the news, it feels like the whole world is burning down around us. Because you see, we have a house on a foundation. And we are all a part of that house. And no one can huff and puff and blow it down. And even if the fire takes it away, that same fire will refine us, call us to a greater service. Why? Well, we belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God, and there is no better news that I can tell you than that. Thanks be to God.